Hello, you're through to Francesca at INSO. How can I help?
Hi there, just called me there.
Hiya, is that
Craig
Craig?
Mackles. Yes.
Amazing. Just giving you a call in regards to your application for the Scottish Redress Scheme. I just seen that we had a missed call off yourself. Is now a good time to talk?
Hi, fine.
Yeah? Perfect. So before we begin, I just need to confirm some details for data protection purposes. So would I be able to take your full name, please?
Craig Kenneth Mackles.
And do you have any other previous names or any other names you're known as while in
No,
care? No.
that's it.
And your date of birth?
26/10/1974. Excuse me.
And your current address?
22 Beechwood Grove at Paul Station. So then.
22. What? Could you spell the street name for me? Sorry.
Beechwood Grove.
Beechwood.
Can't spell
That's
it.
okay. And what was the postcode? Sorry.
EH545PZ.
Perfect. And do you happen to recall, sorry, do you happen to recall your address prior to being placed in care or the general area?
7 Maidenhead Avenue, Addiewell.
What was that street, sorry?
7 Maidenhead Avenue.
Middlehead.
Maidenhead, yeah.
And what would the local council be for that one?
West Lothian Council.
And do you recall your parents' names?
Yes, Marion and Kenneth.
Marion Kenneth and father?
Kenneth, Marion and Kenneth, sorry. My mum
So,
is Marion.
Marianne.
And Kenneth, my dad.
Yeah, same surname as you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not at the time.
And are you registered with a GP at the moment that I'd be able to take the name of the practice?
London Medical Practice, Broxburn. Don't know the address or anything.
That's okay. Foxburn. Okay, 2 seconds, just popping this all on the file.
I'm pacing about. I'm not good on phones.
That's okay. So, see, discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So, if at any point during the phone call you need to take a break, just let me know, okay? Or if you want to carry on at another time, just let me know as well. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. We'll go through your options, explain how INS Law operates, cover the funding and fees, and then gather some initial information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
I think.
Yeah. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you understand all your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply to the scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they're paid by the government for assisting you with your application. So under the government scheme, the solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for helping you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So with INS Law, so we do not operate under that statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you would be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So would I just be able to confirm that you've not had any other communication or instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to the Scottish Redress Scheme?
No, this is the first time we've phoned.
No? No problem. Okay. So our
Doesn't know
agreement
about it.
operates. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, again, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. So however, the total fees are capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. You never pay more than that agreed cap. And there's no prior fees, so it's only if an award is offered to you. So can I just double check that you've understood everything so far? Have you got any questions?
Oh, that's fine.
No problem. So I've got to make clear as well, so we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis, and I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well. So if you decide to instruct us, so what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme, we gather and review all the evidence, then we prepare and submit the final application. We do all the correspondence with the scheme, and then if an offer is made, then we can advise you on any offers. And if you're unhappy with the outcome, we can assist with reconsideration or review processes in the scheme. As well as this, so if an offer is made, we'll explain the statutory waiver to you before you accept anything. And it's important because accepting an award can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So is that all okay?
It's fine.
Yeah. So if you decide to proceed, you have 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yes.
So as well as this, so following this phone call, if you're happy to proceed with us, so I'll send over an email regarding proof of identity and the proof of address that we'll require for your application. So it'll need to be a photographic ID, so a driving license or a passport. And then the letter has to have your full name, current address, and then a date stamp on it that's within the last 3 months. Would you be able to provide those?
Should be, okay.
Yeah, no problem. And if you don't have any photographic ID, you can submit 3 forms of proof of address instead as well.
Got a bus pass for photo ID, would that work?
No, unfortunately we don't accept those ones, so it'll just be...
Oh, I've got a passport as well, so...
Got a passport? Okay, perfect. That's great. So I'm just popping all of the details on the file now. And then we'll just go through a couple more questions before we move on to the care settings. Is that okay?
Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah. Just be 2 minutes. Would I just be able to confirm the spelling of your mum's name?
A maiden name or a...
First name and maiden name, yeah, if you have it.
Oof. Don't you care to spell Marion, like.
So is it double N-E?
Aye.
Yeah. And then what was the maiden name?
McKenna.
Is that A-double-N-A after?
Aye, that's the one.
Yeah, perfect. And there's no previous names before care or during care, no?
No.
No. So in regards to us contacting you, so it's usually by telephone, email or text message. Are those all okay?
Aye, that's fine.
Yeah. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses that you wish to make me aware of?
Not terminal, no.
No problem. Okay. And regarding your application, so you're able to add a beneficiary to your application. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd get in contact with them. Is that something you'd like to do?
Don't you?
No, you can. You don't have to, and you can always do it at a later date as if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'll see that now.
Yeah. No problem. So regarding a couple of impact factors that the scheme asks for, so have you received any relevant payments, so criminal injuries compensation authority related to abuse, any court ordered damages or court settlements?
No, I haven't.
No? Or any advance payment scheme payments? No?
No.
No. Okay. And do you have any criminal convictions?
Aye.
So they ask about criminal convictions for anything relating to rape or murder, or if you've received a sentence of imprisonment of 5 years or more for a relevant violent or sexual offence.
No, nothing like that.
No.
Young stupidity.
There you go. Perfect. So moving on now, so I just need to get some details about your care settings. So if you'd be able to name the care places where you were placed and approximate time frames for each one, if whatever you can recall.
I was in Parkview, Dundee.
How am I spelling that one, sorry?
Parkview, Parkview. How do you spell view?
Parkview, sorry.
Parkview,
Parkview.
I saw.
And do you recall how long you were there for and how old you were?
I went in when I was 11, got out when I was 16. I can't recall when. It's
Yeah, that's okay.
in the 80s or something, anyway.
So when you were 11 till 16?
I was left at 16. I was allowed out at 16.
So. And are there any others?
No, that was just that.
Yeah. No problem. So regarding that care setting, so would you be able to talk me through, so anything that happened to you, any instance that you can recall, any forms of abuse that you suffered?
Just get decked now and again, pinned to the ground now and again, things like that. Not
Okay.
sexual or anything.
So there's physical abuse.
Aye, basically, aye.
And what kind of physical abuse was
Just getting pinned to the ground, arm up the back, things like that. Locked in a room. Feel bad you got locked in this room.
if you made any if you made any mistakes, you'd be locked in a room.
We'd locked in a room, they called it the quiet room or something. The noisy quiet room, I'm sure it was called. It's been a long time.
Now, how long would you be in that room for?
Depends. Could be hours.
So, what do you recall the longest time that you were ever in that room?
Probably a couple of hours at a time every time.
Yeah. And was there any mental or psychological abuse that you experienced? Anything they might have said to you or just how they generally treated you?
Sometimes I can't mind it all. It's just that long ago. I was meant obvious.
Would you be able to give any in like any do you remember anything they might have said to you or just like a general
That was that
overview of
long
these type
ago.
of things, how they made you feel?
Don't know. It's that long ago, honestly. Can't be what was said to me, swearing at you and that, things like that, just getting in your head.
Yeah, so did you feel lonely or scared at all?
Sometimes.
Yeah. And in regards to the general care while you were there, so hygiene, food, was any of that neglected on your behalf, or did you?
I wouldn't say so, no, it was not bad.
Yeah, so you were given just basic. Were you given the
Just like,
basic care or no?
aye, basically.
Yeah.
Very basic. It depends how you behaved, really.
Yeah. So, do you recall the reason that why you were first placed into care?
Can't really mind. Been that long ago.
No. So, did you live with your?
I just minded going to Dundee and that was it.
You just remember being taken to Dundee?
Aye. a young boy, and I can't mind the things like that.
So, and you said that when you were 16, you left.
Aye.
And how did, so were you still in the care of social services when you left, or did they?
No, I think that was it. I'm sure that was it after that.
Yeah. There was no aftercare or anyone that looked after you to make sure you were getting back on your feet or anything?
Nah, I just got left here.
I'm just writing up this statement shortly, sorry. Okay, so I've just written all this up now into your statement section of the application. And so is there anything else that you'd like to add to it?
No, that's it.
No. So further down the line, so if you decide to instruct us, so one of my colleagues will do a witness statement with you. So following us, gathering all of your records and reports, when we have a clear time frame and everything like that and any evidence to back it up. So it'll just be a few more questions just to try and get it more detailed and things like that. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah, no problem. So in regards to this initial submission, so this is just the basic application that we tend to redress just to get it accepted, and then we can get an application number for you. So there's two types of applications that we can pursue. So there's the fixed payment of 10,000, and it's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of abuse you've suffered. And then there's the individually assessed payment of up to 100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level you suffered. So based on previous awards made, and what we spoke about today, so I'd like to pursue the individually assessed payment for you. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah. So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the Scottish Redress Scheme in person, so we'll provide the statement on your behalf to the scheme. So it'll just be this initial application and then the witness statement further down the line. So following everything that we spoke about today, the next step would be for me to send you the contracts over. So there'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority, which then gives us permission then to access the records on your behalf. And then it'll be a part one and part two, which will contain all of the information that you shared with me today. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed, so you can sign them in your own time. So I can send them over to you now if you'd like.
Aye, that's brilliant.
Yeah. So I'll just double check quickly that we've got everything on file. So they should come through via email and text message.
No bother.
They're just loading now, so it should be with you shortly. So I've just sent them over now.
Got that.
Yeah. So on the message, it'll say click this link to sign documents. So when you open that up, so it'll contain all of the contracts that I've just told you about. And then if you're happy to proceed with us, did you want me to talk you through how you sign them?
Say again, sorry.
If you're happy to instruct us to help with your application, would you like me to explain how to go through the contracts and sign them?
Aye, good man.
Yeah. So there's no need for you to fill out any parts of the forms at all. So we'll do all that at a later date following the witness statement. So at the bottom of the screen, there should be a yellow box that says a number of fields required.
I haven't got it yet.
Okay.
See, I need somebody to go over this. I'm not a good reader.
That's okay. So the client, so the first three contracts, so they contain, sorry, the first two contain everything that we spoke about today. So it's a client care letter, so it's what we can do for you. And then the conditional fee agreement is just outlining the details of, again, everything we spoke about today. Then the letter of authority is the thing that gives us permission to access records on your behalf. And then the last two sections then, so you'll have all of your personal details, so all of the details you gave me earlier about the addresses. And then the last section then has the case setting with the statement that I've written up at the bottom. So at the end of each section, there will be a signature box. So as you click on the yellow box, it will take you to the pages that require a signature. And then it'll say tap to sign, and then you just do a signature then with your finger on the phone.
Right, no worries, I'll get that done after I come off the phone.
Yeah, no problem. And then regarding the address and the passport and things like that, I'll send over an email to you. So if you could respond to that email with those, or you can send them to us on WhatsApp, whatever's easiest for you. And then once I've had those contracts through, I'll get them added to your file and hopefully get your application sent over to Redress this afternoon.
That'd be great.
Yeah, but thank you very much. And I'll keep an eye out for your contracts, and then I'll let you know when I've sent your application to Redress.
No bother.
Yeah, did you have any questions for me?
No, that's fine.
No? Perfect. So I'll be back in touch following any communication from Redress. So it'll just be a few emails from now on until then. Is that okay?
Ah, that's fine. Okay.
Perfect. I'll speak to you soon, okay? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.